Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 238. And we're going to kick things off with this news from the legendary Haunt Tour. The legendary Haunt Tour is proud to announce its 2022 destinations. We are excited to be heading south again this year on an amazing trek that will include four top-notch haunted attractions in and around Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville Nightmare Haunted House, Devil's Dungeon Haunted House, Slaughterhouse Nashville, and Miller's Thrillers Haunted Woods. All of these incredible events have been raising the bar for years in innovation and quality, and this will be a tour not to be missed. Tickets are on sale now at LegendaryHauntTour.com. We have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Linda Miller to the lineup of Days of the Dead presents All Monsters Attack, happening September 9th through the 11th at the Indianapolis Marriott East. The only actress among an elite group of Kong leading ladies to regularly make convention appearances, Linda Miller is best known for her starring roles in Toho's King Kong Escapes and The Green Slime. Get more information about Days of the Dead at DaysOfTheDead.com. We have an update from the Colorado Festival of Horror coming to Denver. We have a very special guest announcement. The Colorado Festival of Horror is thrilled to announce The Enigma is coming to our convention September 9th through the 11th. The Enigma will be meeting fans, signing autographs, doing photo ops, and one of the judges for our first ever Inked in Blood horror tattoo competition at the Colorado Festival of Horror. A founding member of the Jim Rose Circus, the Enigma is a legendary performer, particularly at music festivals and tattoo conventions. His show is based on circus and tattoo culture, which defines pop culture today. Captivating audiences for over 20 years around the globe, the Enigma has literally changed the face of live entertainment. Pick up your three-day or single-day passes, discounted hotel rooms, and celebrity photo ops now at cofestivalofhorror.com. We have this from the haunted farm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Ever been paid to scare perfect strangers? You want to? The haunted farm is sharpening their tools and prepping for the 2022 haunt season now. If you're ready to join their terrifying team of torturous talent, they're taking applications for paid scare actors and event staff. Learn and grow as an actor and become part of an amazing team while getting paid. Visit their website to apply, and hurry because spots are limited. Join their family at nchauntedfarm.com. We have this from Toonies Haunted Graveyard in Andover, Minnesota. Hope I pronounced that correctly. It's getting to be that time of year. The weather's a little more crispy in the morning. Spirit Halloweens are starting to open. And here at Thuny's Haunted Graveyard, we're beginning to prepare for another year of haunts. To ensure we have a successful year of scares, we rely on volunteers. If you or your kids or even someone you know would be interested in helping out, send us a message. Thank you, and we look forward to another successful year of scares. You can drop them a message at their Facebook page, facebook.com/The Thuny Haunted Graveyard. Thuneys is T-H-U-N-E-Y-S. We have this news from Bloodshed Farms Haunted Drive-Thru in Columbus, New Jersey. Bloodshed Farms Haunted Drive-Thru is back for the 2022 season with not one, not two, but three all-new terrifying scenes. Come journey through the creepy wharf where the fishermen may not quite be living anymore, or witness a sacrificial cult summoning ritual that may need a few more willing participants. Of course, the Psycho Pass upgrade returns for those looking for more up-close and interactive experience, and the fan-favorite pickup truck nights are back, where passengers can enjoy screaming from the bed of a truck. As always, tickets are limited each night, so get yours early and avoid the sellout. Tickets are on sale now at their new revamped website, bloodshedfarms.com. Not too early to be thinking about this, but we have news from the Baltimore Krampus Facebook group. The Baltimore Krampus and Fells Point Krampus Lauf are looking for volunteers to assist with their upcoming events. The Naughty Night of the Krampus, November 12th, and Fells Point Krampus Lauf, December 3rd. They're seeking female Krampus to help punish the naughty at both events, and they need someone willing to dress up as their evil elf on a shelf. They can supply the costume at their Fells Point Krampus Lauf. Always can use the assistance of general volunteers to assist with passing out raffle tickets, providing general information, taking Toys for Tot donations, etc. Please contact us with any questions at facebook.com/BaltimoreKrampus. We have this from the Lake Joy Trails of Terror in Kathleen, Georgia. Lake Joy Trails of Terror presents The Village of the Dead. Our all-new frightful experience will begin September 30th and run every Friday and Saturday, including Halloween weekend, October 28th, 29th, 30th, and Monday the 31st. Tickets go on sale at 7 p.m. and the screaming begins at 8. Be sure to order your tickets online and in advance, as they will sell out fast. We're not finished yet, because for our 13th year, we're offering even more frights than ever before. Visit us at lakejoytrails.com to schedule your very own Halloween-themed birthday party or a work team-building experience. That's right, we're offering a zombie-themed jelly ball, movie night, and camp out. You can even stay overnight in Georgia's scariest haunted house if you're brave enough. We have even more exciting news to share, so stay tuned and visit lakejoytrailsofterror.com for more information. We have this news from the Haunted Woods at Shawnee Hills in Powell, Ohio. The Haunted Woods at Shawnee Hills is opening for our second season, and we're currently looking for cast and crew to work Friday and Saturday nights in October in our Columbus, Ohio location. The Haunted Woods at Shawnee Hills is looking for volunteers to help with building, acting, and front house positions. The Woods benefits the work of Adaptive Sports Connection and their work with veterans, adults, and children with disabilities. Please contact Nick at AdaptiveSportsConnection.org. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/GetOutAdventuresOH. That's GetOutAdventuresOH. Or HauntedWoods.us. Staying in Ohio, we have this from the Carnival of Horrors Haunted House in Canton, Ohio. We're looking for monsters. We're hiring actors for the Carnival of Horrors at the Stark County Fairgrounds, September 30th through October 30th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. If you like scaring people and getting paid to do it, then this is right up your alley. We're open a total of 15 days, so squeeze in the fun while you can. The monster orientation is Sunday, September 18th at 6 p.m. at the Stark County Fairgrounds. There we will go over all the details and figure out which of the four haunted houses you'll get to act in. We'll also identify makeup artists to help with setup and any ticket-taking duties that are available. This is a paying gig. Based on the limited amount of hours we're open, no 1099 tax forms or reporting are needed or supplied. Please apply at the link on our Facebook page and we'll contact you with any additional details. We are super excited for you to join us this season to scare the heck out of everybody. Located at the Stark County Fairgrounds, 305 Wirtz Avenue Northwest in Canton, apply at facebook.com slash Carnival Horrors. We have this from the Delusion Interactive Haunted Theater in Pomona, California. Announcing for 2022, Delusion, Valley of Horrors. Play your part. Guests play the role of deprogrammers, those meant to help rescue people from the influence of cults. During the 1970s, there was an influx of cults popping up around the United States, such as Jonestown, Children of God, and the Manson family. Playing upon this phenomenon, Delusion will devolve into an era and theme never before explored, swallowing its guests into its most disturbing interactive play to date. Opening September 15th, sign up for early access to tickets and learn more at enterdelusion.com. We have this from the Midway Wicked Woods in Statesville, North Carolina. Midway Wicked Woods is hiring. We need all positions, including actors. You can apply in person on September 11th at 3 o'clock at the Midway Campground, 114 Midway Drive in Statesville, just off I-40, exit 162. You must have reliable transportation and be available every night we're open. Come join our crew and have fun while scaring people. For more information, call 704-546-7615 or visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/MidwayWCKD Woods. We have an update from the Lincoln Mill Haunted Attraction in Philadelphia. Lincoln Mill Haunted House is Philadelphia's newest haunted attraction, and we're looking for enthusiastic scare actors, makeup artists, and event staff to join our team. Scare actor and event staff pay starts at $18 an hour and makeup artist at $40 an hour. Fill out our application form and we'll contact you soon. Get more information and set up an application at LincolnMillHaunt.com. We have this news from the Spooky Ranch at the Rockin' R Ranch Haunted Attraction in Columbia Station, Ohio. We are holding interviews for Old West Pumpkin Fest for ages 15 and above and Spooky Ranch at Night for ages 16 and above. Please apply in person Wednesdays or Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on September 7th, 8th, 14th, or 15th, located at the Rockin' R Ranch Spooky Ranch, 19066 East River Road in Columbia Station, Ohio. Get more information at SpookyRanch.com. Again, staying in Ohio, we have this from Fear Columbus Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. It's hard to believe that Halloween is right around the corner, and as such, Fear Columbus Haunted House is hiring actors and event staff for the 2022 season. If you or somebody you know in the Columbus, Ohio area is looking for a fun way to make a little extra money this Halloween season and some off-season events throughout the year, please visit fearcolumbus.com/application to apply. You must be at least 16 years old with two valid forms of ID and reliable transportation. And if you aren't interested, please pass this along to somebody who might be. We've got room for everyone here. Hope to meet you and a lot of new spooky souls soon. Once again, that's fearcolumbus.com/application. And finally, we have this news from the Hellraiser franchise. This comes to us via bloodydisgusting.com. The Hellraiser franchise returns to life with a brand new Hulu original movie, and we've learned that Hulu's Hellraiser will debut on their service on October 7th. David Bruckner, who helmed Netflix's The Ritual, as well as sections of Bloody Disgusting's horror anthologies, VHS and Southbound, is directing the relaunch of the Hellraiser franchise for Spyglass Media, set to be a Hulu feature film written by Ben Collins and Luke Piotrowski. Hulu's Hellraiser has been rated R for some very Hellraiser things, including, quote, strong bloody horror violence and gore, language throughout, some sexual content, and brief graphic nudity, unquote. The project is being described as a loyal yet evolved reimagining of Clive Barker's 1987 horror classic, and the best possible news is that Clive Barker is on board as a producer. Additionally, a Hellraiser television series is in the works at HBO. Last we heard, David Gordon Green is directing the pilot and several more episodes of the HBO series, and Michael Dougherty is writing alongside Mark Verheiden. Clive Barker will be executive producing that Hellraiser project as well. And as always, we'll keep you updated and let you know more as we get details. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to September. Can you believe it? The unofficial start to haunt season is this month. Everybody is making their final preparations, getting their permits, training their actors, getting the final scenes ready. And that just doesn't go for the big haunts and the small haunted trails, but that also goes for the big theme parks. You know, so many theme parks around the country do Halloween events and have for, you know, some for decades. And one of our favorites that we love to talk about is, of course, Cedar Point up in Sandusky, Ohio. Their Halloweekends, I believe, starts this month. For those longtime listeners, you know that Meat Hook Jim and myself both got our start acting in theme parks, both of which currently are owned by Cedar Point. We don't have to go into that at the moment, but let's talk to Tony Clark of Cedar Point. Tony, can you believe it's been a year since we've had this conversation?
I mean, I can believe it, because that's we got to wait a year, unfortunately, from, you know, one Halloween season to the next, but here we are again for another one. I'm excited. Good to speak with you. Good to be back on.
It's always a pleasure to have you, sir, to talk about all the exciting things going on at Cedar Point. You know, we have such a good listening audience up in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, the greater Midwest area, you know, not only because Meat Hook Jim lives there, but, you know, so many good haunted attractions up that way, and so many people love the season. And of course, you're one of the big boys up there with Cedar Point, not only because you've got great roller coasters, but you've got some great haunted houses that you put in every year. I guess I'll ask you this question. How was the 2021 season?
It was real good. We always get a lot of feedback from our guests. I think that's what we are known for when we make decisions for future events, future haunts, as it were here. We don't just say, you know what, let's just do this. We do ask all of our guests what they think of the park in general, what they're looking for, and we do that. And if you don't ever receive one of those surveys, that's perfectly normal. We sample from all of our guests and ask them questions. So we took some of that feedback. We have done some refreshing of this year's event. We have a new construction project that's going on for our 2023 season, which kind of alters some of the daytime family activities, but, you know, for the most part, we have new things to share, new experiences to enjoy, and I think we are extremely excited to get this started, and it's our 25th Halloweekends officially. So, you know, in 2020 we skipped a year, right, because of COVID, obviously, and so we were able to kick the event back in 21, and here we are in 22, and this is now the 25th version of Halloween Ends that we've done since the beginning, and we're excited to get it started here in just about a week and a half or so.
Oh my goodness. Hard to believe, 25 years. That's a great, you know, accomplishment for any haunted attraction. And, you know, you guys, I can only imagine, you know, where you have come from in the past 25 years.
Well, when we started it, I wasn't here, but when the event started, I believe it was only like a weekend or two, and they were just dipping their toes into the fall event, arena, and a lot of places, a lot of parks didn't go beyond Labor Day, and so we did a couple weekends past Labor Day, and then it just grew and grew and grew, and when we saw the demand was there, we kept adding and adding and adding, and even recently as last year we added, you know, the most of September, we only had hours Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays. Then we added Thursday nights in October. So then we added another day. So it was Thursday nights all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And so this year, it's that schedule beginning September 15th. So it's a Thursday night, every Thursday night, 6 to midnight. Friday, we do the 11 to midnight. Saturday, 11 to midnight, and Sundays, most of them are 11 to 8 with like a random 11 to 10 on that Sunday before the holiday, Columbus Day holiday. So we've grown over the past 25 years, and this year is even bigger. It's probably the biggest and most Halloweekends we've ever done, I'll say that. But yeah, when it started, it was just a teeny little experiment that grew into what it is today, and we love it. Our team loves it. I know our guests love it, and we look forward to it every year.
I know that the theme park I work for, I believe this will be their 23rd or 22nd, depending on, you know, COVID, however they schedule those. But let's not talk about the past. Let's talk about the future, specifically what's happening in a couple of short weeks from now. What new things does Halloweekends have for us in store for 2022?
Well, there's a few. There's quite a few, actually. So one of the newest features, everyone wants to know what new scary stuff do you got? And we have two new haunts. One of them is completely brand new from the ground up, and it's called Bloodbath. And Bloodbath is a club that you are drawn to on the other side of the tracks, so to speak, and it's literally on the other side of the tracks because it's in Frontier Town, and it sits within, it's in a cool location in the infield of our Steel Vengeance roller coaster. So you can go ride the roller coaster on the other side of those tracks, or you can hang a right and you can go to Bloodbath at this new club. It's a private club. Everyone's talking about it. And you go in there and you think, okay, it's a club, it's cool. But then as it were, you go deeper in and you find out it's not exactly what you thought it was. And, the usual scary ensues. So that's new. And then one of the other experiences that we've kind of refreshed is our Erie Estate Haunted House. Now, it was normally just a walkthrough, and we had the best scares, the best decor in there. However, this year, it's taken a twist. So it's now called The Haunting of Erie Estate. And you're basically going to join the Sandusky Paranormal Society, which is a ghost hunting group that is going through this house. They invite you to go in there and help them find some of the haunts that have been rumored to be in the hallways. So, some new scares in there, some new features, and a whole new storyline that will definitely change the experience of this haunt. So, haunt-wise, those two things are pretty big and new. I think one of the most exciting things that we have, and they've been friends of Halloweekend since the beginning, is Midnight Syndicate. Joins us again for another spectacular show, and this year is particularly special because their show is called Midnight Hour, 25 Years of Halloweekends with Midnight Syndicate. We've been using their music since the beginning of our event, and you know, I'm sure everyone who listens to this knows that they are the folks you go to for, you know, Halloween music, whether it be environmental, performance-wise, these guys just have the haunt and Halloween thing down. So they have been working with us since the beginning of Halloweekends. They're going to take this show is like a musical tour of their collaboration with us, and it's going to kind of weave in and out of the different attractions and different haunts we've had over the years. So it's great to see them. It's great to hear their music in the park, but it's way more special to see them live on stage performing. And also the tie-in with Halloweekends that they have is very special to them, and it's very special to us. So that'll be another unique new feature that people will want to see. You know, you have other great shows that are newer. On Thursday nights, we're trying to kick up the specialty of that Thursday night event. We used to have people come on Friday nights, and not everything is open, so it is a limited operation event on Thursday nights. But we wanted to actually add more things to Thursday night that would make you go, oh, you know what? That's cool. That's another thing we need to go check out. And so there's a few shows that are new on Thursday nights. We also added karaoke. So it is exactly what it sounds like. So we have a little bit of karaoke action in the back of the park, but of course a monster twist to it. We have a pop-up flash mob that will be making appearances throughout the park, which is also pretty sweet. The Fantastics, which is one of our favorite rock bands, play in the Red Garter Saloon. It's a great show, and that one actually you can get a little sneak peek September 9th, 10th, and 11th when we're open before Halloweekends. That show actually is happening that weekend. And then, of course, all the other great shows and things that we do. So always new decor to see, new experiences. The haunts are the haunted houses, the mazes, those are definitely going to be big. And then, of course, Midnight Syndicate is one of our favorites and one of our highlights of the event. And they're going to sell their CD here, too, which is a special collection of all of the music they've done here at Cedar Point. You can get it here while you're at the event.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this is also Midnight Syndicate's 25th anniversary, so there's no doubt that's why.
Isn't that crazy how that ties in together?
It is kind of funny, so it is cool. And going back once again to having Bloodbath there right at Steel Vengeance, is anybody taking bets on which one of those more people will lose their lunch on, the coaster or the haunt?
Well, that I don't normally I would be able to tell you my feelings on it because I usually get a little preview of what we're doing, but I've not been as nosy as maybe I should be, and I've not gone back there to see what they're doing. But if you've been a visitor of Halloweekends, you know that previous haunt was something called Deprivation, and it was a pitch black experience. You had to kind of feel your way around to get out in pitch black. So, you know, the set pieces, there weren't these intricate set pieces. Lighting, of course, there was none. So this is definitely a big transition, and that's what I think I'm most looking forward to, is what Bloodbath becomes, and they're working on it now. But hey, a great ride, a great haunt right next to each other, and it's a double whammy in Frontier Town.
So the moral here is, don't eat a big dinner before heading to that section of the park.
I would not. I would not do that. I would maybe have a light snack. That whole area of the park too is great, because at night, on Thursday nights, Friday nights, and Saturday nights, that whole area really transforms. Frontier Town is all kind of labeled as a scare zone. We got several haunted houses back there. Lots of great atmosphere. I think the one that is really cool is a walkthrough that goes through Mavericks, the Maverick roller coasters infield. It's ride area. It's called Cutthroat Cove, and it's pirate themed. And when you walk through here at night with fog and the rides running, it is creepy. So there's lots of stuff to see back there, and that's why we pretty much designate that a very scary area of the park. And again, I would agree. Don't eat a big meal before going back there.
I remember the last time I was up there was 2019, and I happened to be there on the day that you had to shut the doors for a few hours because the crowds were just so massive.
And yeah, it's kind of crazy because the people, I think, wait for fall. You know, they wait for that extra layer of something different at Halloweekends. And but all of this is included with admission. I think that's another big draw to our fall event, is that, when you have a season pass or you have a ticket to the park, it includes all of these things. I mean, we have some, smaller experiences that have a little bit of an upcharge, but those are few and far between. So all of our haunted houses are included, Fright Zone's included, entertainment included. And that's what I think makes it so popular. And then the weather, of course, when it's 78 degrees on a Saturday in October, I don't think anybody wants to pass up being outside.
I don't think anybody's going to say anything about, well, it's 95 degrees with 70% humidity in July versus October, 75 degrees, 50%. Choices, decisions. My goodness.
I know. I love when we have strings of great weather, because as you know, up here, you cherish every one of those days before the winter kicks in. But the fall, there's just something about it being a little bit cooler and wearing a hoodie, having your pumpkin spice latte, whatever you want to have. But when we have those hotter days, I don't think people care. I think it's just such a great experience that they'd rather be here in 85 degree heat and humidity. And we've had a few years like that where it's been that way. And even putting on a costume and makeup and all that is a little difficult. But we still deliver a great product, and we scare, we entertain, and there's something for everybody in the family, which is the best part of Halloween. That's for sure.
One thing that I don't think we've ever really touched about, but are there any food and drink specials? Like, are there going to be special food trucks, or are there going to be special Halloween themed beverages or foods during this time?
That is a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. So we will have more details on this on our webpage, halloweekends.com. However, our food and beverage team has two very special things planned. We had specialty beverages that we introduced a couple years ago. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but they're served in blood bags. And so people instantly bought them up, and we sold out of them several evenings, and we couldn't keep up with demand. So the blood bags return. You can have, there's some that are non-alcoholic. There are some that are alcoholic. That we also have specialty cocktails that are, themed for Halloweekends. One of them is called I Want to Drink Your Blood, and it comes with a syringe with I believe it's like a grenadine red, in the syringe, and you can do your own mixing, I guess, when you get the drink. So lots of those specialty drinks will be back, which is great. We have bars at select locations throughout the park that sell these. There's also non-alcoholic ones for the kids. We knew that kids would want to also participate, and they get their own little blood bags, but they have different flavored drinks in there. And the food part of this is cool. We're doing something new. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but we're going to do limited run food items each weekend of Halloweekends. So 7 weekends, each weekend will feature one food item on a Friday, and it's a specialty item from our kitchen that is only available on Fridays, and once it sells out, it sells out. So more to come on that. So be watching our social. But then throughout the entire event, our team has come up with a lot of fall culinary treats that have not been served inside the park, and they're very special to the fall. We did a Tricks and Treats, what we call the Tricks and Treats food tasting in 2020 during COVID, where we couldn't offer a full Halloween experience, so we treated it more like a fall outdoor event, and the food part of it became a big guest satisfier. So we brought that back, not as a tasting, but as different specialty menu items that are available throughout the park that are only available during Halloween. So those will be available the entire run of the weekend. The other one that I was speaking of is literally one different item every weekend and specialty, and it's very, very limited. But these other ones, they're going to come up with some great options that are not in the park. And I love what they've been doing too, because they've been getting creative with ingredients and with flavors and things you would not expect at a fall amusement park event. And we are proud to have the culinary team that we do, because they come up with some crazy stuff and some fun stuff, and all of it is definitely tasty. So you'll have a lot of variety for dining when you come for Halloweekends this year.
It sounds like it's going to be a blast. I remember over the last few years when myself or Meat Hook Jim or Jerry Vane have been there, we've noticed that there were VIP options available. People had passes around their necks, and some of them had keys on them. I don't know if that was just a special VIP option there, but is there a special VIP type package that's available this year that may get you the front of the line or something like that?
Yeah, there's a couple options we have. One of the most popular things we have is what's called Fright Lane. Fright Lane is the haunted house equivalent of our Fast Lane that we have for rides. and that allows you one time, shortened wait access to each of our indoor haunted houses and Cornstalkers, which is an outdoor walkthrough, but it's more of a, you know, a limited capacity kind of thing. So we offer the Fright Lane there also. So that's an option. We also have a VIP area, a VIP lounge that you can purchase, which is near Millennium Force. And this is not really, you know, a haunted theme. It's more of a fall themed lounge, but it's a place to take a break, watch the game on TV if there's one, enjoy some complimentary snacks and beverages. So that option is there. Plus the rest of the other offerings we have for VIP still exist. Fastlane, as I was speaking to, if you are here only for one day, Fastlane's a great option. It shortens the wait for all of the rides that offer Fastlane, so that's great. We have VIP tours as well that we offer during certain parts of the year where someone walks you around the park and gets you right to the front of the line, and that's an escorted tour. But again, that's very, very limited. So check the website. We have lots of great options. Or if you just want to come and enjoy the atmosphere of fall and enjoy all of the activities, that's free to enjoy. So no matter what your taste is, we got something for you.
Are you still hiring actors for the season? I know that the big problem with haunts around the country right now is there seem to be issues hiring actors. Are you having issues hiring, or are you continuing to hire?
Yeah, that's a great question too. We are actually doing pretty well on the actor front. We're always looking for associates here in general year round. So, you know, for Halloween and Halloween weekends, we need associates kind of everywhere in the park. So we have some that will be a screamster, which is what we call our scare actors. They'd be a screamster at night, and then during the day, they may like take admission tickets, or they may help with a daytime kids activity like trick or treat or one of the corn maze or things like that. So there's options no matter what you want to do. But if acting is your thing, we definitely are always hiring during the event, because, you know, sometimes here and there someone will go, okay, you know what, this maybe wasn't for me, or we move them somewhere else that's a better position for them. So always opportunities. You should always apply. CedarPoint.com/jobs is the place to go. And lots of great benefits to park tickets, discounts, the usual suspects, plus other incentives. Like, we give out some free swag that has Halloweekends on it. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, it's I've done it before. It's a blast. I will say it's physically demanding. Even when I was younger here, I did it, and I was pretty sore the next day, but that's just because my body had not moved in those ways before. You know, you crouch down in positions to scare people that you wouldn't normally do on a day-to-day basis. So, but it's just so much fun. It's so much fun to do, and I say it's one of the best experiences I've ever had at the park. So if you want to do it, we'll definitely take you. CedarPoint.com/jobs. Apply now.
Excellent. And Tony, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Let's get the schedule. You said we are opening in just a couple of short weeks. What are the weekends that you're open, the hours again, and how can people get more information with websites and social medias to either apply? I assume you can buy tickets now, and everything else for the 2022 Cedar Point Halloweekends event.
Well, you know, the full run of the event is Thursday, September 15th through Sunday, October 30th, and the schedule is Thursday nights, 6 to midnight. On Fridays and Saturdays, it's 11 a.m. till midnight, and then on Sundays, it's 11 till 8, except again for that random Sunday in October for the Columbus Day. I think it's October 9th. We're open until 10. A note about the event in general is that it's really geared toward everybody in the family. We are not like other parks where it's a daytime event till 5, and then we close everything, and then we turn everything scary from 6 to midnight. That's not how Halloweekends runs. That's not how it's ever been. It's really been for the entire family. So there's a whole daytime part of this with lots of great activities for kids. The whole park is open till midnight and accessible, and only certain areas are scary. So even if you are with small children or with your family, you can take them to most areas in the park at night at 9 o'clock to go ride some of your favorite rides, and it's not scary. So I just want to make sure that people are aware of that, because that's sometimes what people think, is that it's just scary all the time, and it's not. So make sure you definitely see the activities that we have online. We have lots of great stuff for kids during the day, and then of course all the great rides are included, shows and the attractions for the haunted, the mazes, the the Fright Zones, all of that is online at HollowWeekends.com. You can get your tickets now. They are available. You can book your hotel stay, so that's probably the best option, is to stay over the weekend so that you get the full experience of Hollow Weekends. And we are cranking up. There's props going up in the park. We are already promoting hiring, so please apply, cedarpoint.com/jobs. And you can see all the hours, the details, the prices, everything at hollowweekends.com. And I think I've covered everything. I'm sure
you left something out, but you know what? All I can suggest at this point is, if you missed anything, go buy a ticket and experience it for yourself. Because, as you know, the last couple of years have shown us, people are literally dying to get out for some entertainment. A lot of haunts that I talked to over the past year or so, this has been, you know, this the 2021 season was one of the best ever. Because people are wanting to get out and do more entertainment in a place like this. You know, I know you guys can handle a lot of people, but go ahead and get your tickets now. Once again, folks, hallowweekends.com. If you're interested in maybe working for them, cedarpoint.com/jobs. Tony Clark, it's always a delight to have you here on the Big Scary News. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us here.
You know, it's my pleasure. I know we have to go back in our coffins here after the season's over for another year, but we'll be back, and I'm sure I will remember the things I forgot to talk about a year from now when I talk to you again.
And, and of course, we'll discuss the 2023 season at that point. But once
again, folks,
HallowWeekends.com. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.